Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the time.
Okay, all right, as Matthew McConaughey would say, we are live with a special edition of Ignite Your Life and Balanced Boss, and we're going to get into that in a few minutes here. We are also simulcasting live on Facebook. You weren't able to hear the open on Facebook Live, and actually, because Jessica doesn't have a headset on, neither was she, but I am really, really excited to be with one of our new hosts here on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. By the way, if those of you that don't know who I am, I'm Michael Brooks. I'm the founder of the Coach on Fire Radio Network and the Coach on Fire brand. And today we're going to be having some fun because we're going to be interviewing Jessica about a very, very important message she has. And she also has a cool product that you're going to want to see just in time for Christmas that goes along with her message. And Jessica does something really interesting because she markets her physical product, her bag, with a message that you're going to want to hear. So it's going to be really, really cool, and we're going to have some fun. And we're going to even ask Jessica some surprise questions that she doesn't know is coming, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see how she answers those. By the way, if you'd like to join us on today's show, feel free to call in. We would love to have you, and say hello to Jessica and congratulate her. Phone number is, for your participation and your calling on today's show, 646-716-7979. All right. Welcome, Jessica Lowe, to the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and I'm so excited about your brand new show, Balanced Boss. And before we get into that, why don't you just say hi to everyone, and then we'll get going here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for that fantastic introduction. I'm so excited to be here hosting brand new with all of you today, both on Facebook Live and on the air, and really excited to share with you all the wonderful things about living an aligned life.
Okay. Thank you, Jessica. And as you can see on the Facebook Live broadcast, if you're watching that, we are in studio together, and that rarely happens on the Coach on Fire Network, and that's because Jessica and I are basically neighbors here in Pacific Beach, and what is usually sunny California. And just our luck today, it's a little chilly. At least it's chilly for us. Now, I know all of you on the East Coast and many other places in Europe and around the world are suffering through some cold weather and a lot of snow. I saw that O'Hare Airport had canceled something like 1,300 flights just a day or so ago. So I know you guys are digging out, and I don't know that you want to hear us whine about our 60-degree weather in San Diego. But for us, it's cold. So I hope you're all in front of a fire and staying warm, and just sit back in front of the fire, grab a hot chocolate or some coffee, and listen to this show, because we are going to have a lot of fun. Also, if you're listening to us or you're watching us on Facebook Live, we're doing that through Jessica's feed, so you can just message us and say hello, send her some hearts, or whatever it is you do here on Facebook. Hey, we're getting some right now.
Hi, Shannon. Hey. Hi, Lauren. Hi, Rena.
Jessica's friends are showing up, so that's very, very cool. Now, Jessica, you came to the Coach on Fire Radio Network in a little bit of an unusual way. We were connected on Instagram, and you were liking some of my beach photos there, and I just kind of found you and started researching you a little bit and found a very, very profound message that that you are getting out in a very big way. And I love that message so much that I invited you to be a host on the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and you graciously accepted. So let's talk a little bit first about that message, and then I want to get into this awesome bag that goes along with the message that you have created here. So let's talk a little bit about that, and then I want to get a little bit into personally who you are and what makes you tick.
Perfect.
So first, let's talk about the Align message, because I think that's just so exciting and so important to get out there.
Yeah, well, thank you. So the Align message really came from how can we be our best selves? And for me, it started out in a professional setting. I had high goals in my job, and I really wanted to try and match those. And then as time goes on, as you always know, you kind of get entrenched into your work and you sort of stop thinking about really who you are, whatever that is. And for me, it really came to my health. And so living aligned is about really striving to your best self and your biggest goals by focusing on some self-care and having the right fuel for your body, the right activation and movement for your body, and also be able to replenish your body. So that's not only with what you eat and how you work out, those are part of them, but it's also about the mental capacity and the way you replenish your mind as well as your body. So for me, it really started out in the professional setting and morphed into this entrepreneurial journey.
And how did that segue in? And we are going to get into the bag here a little bit.
Yes.
It's called the Aligned Bag, and it is available for Christmas, and we'll get you to the proper website there. How did that message morph into the development of the bag and marketing that message along with the bag? How did that whole process come into being?
Great question. And it goes even a little bit more personally into the professional life. I actually was working for a cancer diagnostics company at the time where this all came to be. And it's amazing research that we were doing, being able to affect cancer patients' lives and make sure they get the right treatment to help with them. And what I was starting to notice in both myself and all my coworkers was that we would sit for hours in a meeting, sometimes skipping lunch, sometimes, not even getting up from the same posture to go to the bathroom. You know that feeling, you guys, when you're holding it to go to the bathroom because you have that deadline to finish, or you just need to finish this first thing. And then before you know it, you haven't gone to the restroom all day. Well, these things are just a few that just I started realizing they can't be good for your body. And then we even had somebody come in and talk about a cancer patient who was going through his treatment, and all he got was surgery and just changed his diet. And he was able to go into remission through a really strict, healthy diet that helped fuel his body the right way to fight the disease. And that was really an aha moment for me, that it's about how we treat our bodies today to help affect our future and help with those dreams. And so that's kind of where the bag morphed for me. I needed a tool to help me do that, to help balance the difference between my personal life and the physical stuff that it was working out. And so I needed a bag that could help bring both those things together. So that's where the bag came from and the message really started.
And you designed the bag yourself. And now is our bag, is your bag here holding up our makeshift tripod on this? Is there a way that we can turn around and show at least, you've got another one here.
Yeah,
okay.
Good thing I have
always prepared,
always
Jessica.
Prepared,
very cool.
Here's a little bit for those on the Facebook live feed to see. So the top part of the bag is for your work stuff, your laptop, your paperwork, your cell phones, keys. And then this bottom section is super handy, and you can keep whatever part of your life you need not in the top section. So like I said, for me, it was that athletic side to keep my running shoes and my yoga pants and all that stuff so I could change throughout the day. I've had so many people who use it for travel. They put in their cords and their extra spare clothes while they're going for a trip. A lot of moms use it as a diaper bag, and the reason is because the bottom section can completely detach. So it allows for people to move with function in their lives and the flexibility that they're looking for.
And those of you on Facebook Live saw that, and those of you on the radio, give us the website where that can be purchased and they can see a little bit more of it there. And for those of you on the radio, go in and listen to the replay and the rebroadcast on the Facebook Live, and you'll see that there as well. But Jessica, what's the website and where can they purchase that?
Yeah, so it's www.alignbags.com, and it is right there on the Activate section, and we have lots of other great products too, but that was really our signature start to this.
Okay, very, very cool, and I know it. It's just, I'm sitting here right in front of it. It's got a neat little logo that says Align that I hope our Facebook live viewers could see there. And I know that many of you know Do You Dare host Karina Gonsoli, and she is my partner in life, business, and love. And she tells me every other day, I want that bag. So I think she's going to be ordering it pretty soon here. So that's quite an endorsement. And she's here also taking photos of this live broadcast here that we're doing outdoors in a kind of chilly day for us in San Diego, California. For those of you that would like to call in, congratulate Jessica not only on her bag and her new show, Balance Boss, on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. you can get a hold of us by calling in right now at 646-716-7979, and we would love to have you participate on the show. And for those of you listening on Facebook Live, say hello, ask us any questions there. I think, Jessica, you're a little closer than I am, so you can see if we have any questions, and send some accolades or hearts or whatever it is we do here on Facebook Live. I'm kind of new to that. I've done some Periscopes. And by the way, for those of you that are business owners out there that are into live streaming a little bit, I just noticed that Twitter has a live stream outfit now, and so does Instagram. It has just gone live in the last couple of days.
Wow.
I've just noticed that. So that's just kind of a little business tip here. Jessica, I want to get in a little bit more detail on your aligned message.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the process? You're starting to get into the coaching business a little bit in addition to selling your bag.
Mm-hmm.
What's the process you would like, you would take someone through to become more aligned in their life and their business?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. And it really starts with figuring out what kinds of things are the important parts of your life. I kind of think of it as a total leadership package. We all want to be the best version for our community, best version for our family, best version for our job, or our entrepreneurial journey, speaking, whatever it is, we want to be the best out there. And so the question is, a lot of people think, do we have to sacrifice one part for the other? And the aligned message is really all about, no, you don't have to sacrifice. You have to be strategic in going after all of them in certain ways where you can measure it and its effectiveness and giving it back into your life. And so for me, the process of going through that is identifying the key parts. There's always one thing that's a little higher priority than the other. So identifying those parts and then working to see how they can integrate with each other through, you know, part of it is time management, but part of it is also really focused goal setting and achieving those.
Very, very cool. And let's get in a little bit about who Jessica is and your background. Now, I know you're born in South Africa, but basically raised in the United States.
Yeah.
Your family immigrated over here several years ago. And you got into sports and things like that, and you had some injuries or things that helped with the aligned message. Let's get into that a little bit.
Yeah, that's taking it way back.
Yes, it is.
So,
you're not that old, Jessica. It's not taking us that far back.
Right. So, when I was growing up, I grew up in the Seattle area. So I was big into team sports. I would go
mm-hmm.
from soccer practice to basketball practice to softball practice. And sometimes they would all happen in the same day, right after school or on a Saturday, going from one game to the other. And I really felt that I was going to play sports in college. Maybe I would even, you know, be professional. Of course, we all have those dreams. And when I was about 13, I really started having back problems and really becoming inflexible. And I felt like an 80-year-old at 13. It didn't really correlate. So we went to the doctor and through many different imaging things, found out that I had stress fractures in my lumbar, which is the lowest part of your spine. And they gave me a back brace to be in for 9 months. And that comes with a whole lot of other things. You know, you're a teenager with other teenagers wearing a back brace. There's lots of poking fun that comes along with that. And so with that process, I started trying other things. And so I think that kind of brought the entrepreneurial side to really start. I started being the techie as part of the school play, started doing photography, all these other things that were becoming a part of my life just to try and see, you know, where things really took off. And then once after 10 months or so in the back brace, the doctors came to me and said, well done, you've healed, you can go play sports again. So for me, a dream come true. And I did go back to playing sports throughout high school. But what that really inspired for me was, how can you get people to actually be their best, get to the things that they love to do? How can they appreciate the things that they love, and how can we help them? And so for me, I wanted to be a doctor from that moment on and really help get people whatever ailments they had, whether it's emotional or in that case physical, and be able to take their lives back to the things that they really are passionate about.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, you grew up in Seattle, and you're in San Diego now. How did you find your way to San Diego?
I followed the sunshine.
As we speak on a gray day here.
On a gray day.
I have a lot of friends in the Washington State area, obviously being a West Coast person and living in Boise, Idaho for so long. And I used to tease them the state colors up there were gray and grayer. And I know that may sound a little hypocritical here in our gray day here in San Diego. But again, it's pretty warm, so she followed the sunshine. Like we did to beautiful and sunny San Diego, or usually sunny San Diego, and you've been doing the Align Bag now for about a year and getting that message out. What are your plans in the coming year to really, really not only promote your bag but to spread this awesome message that you're creating over and above your radio show, Balanced Boss? Do you have plans to do retreats, seminars, to really get that message into the hands of as many people as you possibly can? What are your plans over the coming year?
Yeah, no, that's a really great question. And of course, it's all developing slowly but surely as you learn more things. But the things that I really am connecting with people is through social media. And I have been have a Facebook group called Living Aligned, where we basically share tips and inspiration to help keep living an aligned life. It's really hard, easy to have an intention of what you want, and everybody has that. And it's another thing to follow through with that intention. And so the Living Aligned group is a community of people who are working to achieve their balanced boss life, their living aligned life together. And so we go through there. We do live videos with recipes, healthier recipes, quick recipes, different movements you can integrate into your life. So that's not a long workout, but something you can manage. And then that is really kind of the stepping stone to then take it out into a broader audience and to have different retreats and coaching seminars and things like that that are going to widen the audience and really help people. I think entrepreneurs and corporate people alike, everybody can benefit from integrating a little bit more health into their life, because really ultimately what it's going to do is raise their game and be able to help them accomplish whatever goals they do have.
Very, very cool. And Jessica, anyone have a question on Facebook Live there? I don't think we have.
I think
a
I saw Teague. I'm not sure if she's still on, but she asked if the bag comes with a long strap, and yes, it does.
It comes
with
a
message
long
strap.
And speaking of the bag, how long does it? If someone were to order that today, is there a drop dead date before Christmas? Anything like that?
I would say the drop dead date would be tomorrow before Christmas.
All right, you heard it. The drop dead date is, if you want this Align Bag, get on that website. And that website, again, Jessica, is
AlignBags.com.
Okay, AlignBags.com. And we will have that link for you on the replay, both on Facebook Live replay and on the radio end of the replay as well. We will get that link out to you. But hey, if you want this awesome bag, it is a terrific gift for anyone for Christmas, especially entrepreneurs, professional people. If you're an author, if you're a speaker and you're taking things around, or you even have a physical product yourself, like Jessica does with this bag. This bag is so versatile, so amazing, and we're going to show it to you here again here shortly. But, what a wonderful Christmas present. If you haven't finished your Christmas shopping yet, get over to Align Bags and order that.
Thanks, Lauren, for putting it up for everyone.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Lauren. That's right on Facebook Live. And for those of you on the radio end that are listening to us live, if you'd like to call in and ask Jessica a question, congratulate her on her new show on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And by the way, you can find information about all our hosts and all the replays. Our website, our actual website is actually down at the moment and will be up right after Christmas. And that's coachonfire.live, but don't go there at the moment. So for now, our Facebook business page is where you can find information about all of our 20 elite hosts, all delivering great content every week. We have 10 shows a week with 20 hosts, and we're all over the niche map. We have everything from nutrition to what Jessica is going to be talking about. And we're going to talk about her Balanced Boss show to mindset coaches, nutrition coaches, fitness coaches, business strategy coaches, marketing coaches, wellness professionals are teaching just how to get healthy, all on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And you can see all of our amazing hosts on that site. That is Facebook.com/Coach on Fire Radio. And of course, the replay of this show will be there shortly as well. And we are simulcasting this through Facebook Live. So If you have any more questions through there and you are watching us, I'm with the lovely and vivacious Jessica Lowe. She is live in studio. We don't get to do this a whole heck of a lot, so it's a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys on the Facebook Live app, I know you can see another hotel back there in the background, but right above Jessica's head is the actual ocean. There you go. There we can see the ocean and some palm trees. And I don't want to make anyone jealous back east when you're buried under 4 feet of snow, but hey. Hope you're in front of a fire, and for us, like I said, it's a little chilly out here. So Jessica, let's start with some, well, before I get to the fun stuff and we get into the bag again, give me three things that people can do today that are listening to us both on Facebook Live and on the radio that will make their lives more aligned as they leave us when we and the broadcast. Give me three things.
Three things. Well, the thing about Align is that it's all about making it easy little things. And being healthy isn't something you just do one day and then not the next. It's something that is super small each and every time. So the three easiest things to do would be on the three categories of Align. So the first one is fuel. The easiest way to add a little bit more fuel into your life would be to drink more water. A lot of people, the average, our body is 70% water, and the average person only drinks like 16 ounces, which is really not enough. That's what our cells on a biological level take to survive. And so drinking water, aiming for 64 ounces, which is 8 8-ounce cups, and that is one easy way to do it. And even if you just drink one more cup than normal, that's good for your body.
Let me follow up with that for a second here. Water. We all know our nutritionist, that's not fun. Who's doing that? one of the issues with being outside and doing a show is occasionally we have construction people here. And what is that? It's a what?
A little bit of a drill.
It's a drill?
Yeah, it's a drill. That's all right.
All right. Well, that happens sometimes, and that's one of the unique things of live radio, especially when you're doing an outside at the beach. Where is that coming from? Can you go, have them stop that, please? I apologize, everyone. We did not know that was going to happen here.
You know, of all the things, there's always got to be a little hiccup.
Yeah, there's always got to be a little hiccup in the show.
But you
And boy, is it sounding loud through this. So I don't know what you guys are feeling. Are you guys hearing that on Facebook Live? So, anyway, let's move on, especially now that he's stopped for a little bit. So three tips. Water. I was asking a follow-up on that. Are all waters created equal? I know, you know, you've got about every kind of brand that you can find in the grocery store on bottled water. I know Karina doesn't like the water out of the tap here, and she drinks, you know, she follows your advice. She brings tons of water every day, so we're constantly going to the store and buying bottled water.
Yeah.
But are all bottled waters equal, or is bottled water better than tap water? What's your feeling on all of that?
Well, I mean, for me personally, I don't have a preference on water. There's flavored water that makes a difference. Because normally flavored water has artificial flavors in it and things like that. But there's a lot of great options for hydration that are also not just plain water. You know, you can have part of it comes from fruits and vegetables and things like that as well. So there, in terms of water, I think just look at the labels and make sure that there aren't any names on the labels that you can pronounce. If you can't pronounce it, it's probably not that great for you. With terms of branding, I don't know too many.
Okay. That sounds good. And your second and third tip?
So the second tip is on fueling your body. And this one is a really, really simple one that we can all do. And that's breathe more. And that sounds simple, right? Because we all breathe all the time. But a lot of times people don't take deep breaths.
Right.
And so taking one moment throughout the day to just take a deep breath. Tiara says we can still hear us on this.
Okay.
So that's good.
Right.
Thanks, Tiara.
Thanks.
But as long as you take a deep breath, raise your hands over your head, take a big inhale, and then exhale. Do that probably 3 times a day, and you'll find yourself get more energy every single time you do that.
Okay, and three?
And three is on the replenish side. And so for me, there's a lot of things you can do to replenish your body.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that we really sometimes need to replenish is our mind. So
okay.
Doing a 5-minute exercise of where you're focusing on yourself. So maybe reading a book for 5 minutes or taking a walk without technology for a moment. That's when I get my best ideas,
uh-huh.
is when I unplug the music and unplug the phone and just sit for 5 minutes. And I think people think 5 minutes, I don't have 5 minutes. Well, instead of being on your phone for 5 minutes on Facebook or Instagram, take 5 minutes, just put it down, set a timer on it, and watch how you will mentally unfold, and your creativity and everything that helps you become better will start to unfold a little bit more.
Okay. And you yourself, you just sit or you take a walk? Or?
Yeah. So for me, I really love taking walks. I'm also a bubble bath person, normally those are longer than 5 minutes.
I would imagine.
But anything to really help unwind, relax. Massages,
uh-huh.
again, not 5 minutes, but you can do a quick 5-minute hand massage,
mm-hmm.
and feel tension really release, and your mind really clear up and replenish your body.
Are you into meditation?
You know, that's something I haven't gotten into yet.
Okay.
It's on my to-do list of things. I'm sure I've talked about this with my Living Aligned community before, but it's one of those things that if I take too much time, I start falling asleep with the normal meditation, like stereotypical when you think of meditation. But I've been doing a lot of research about things, and things like those little 5-minute walks where you're really concentrating on your breath while you walk, that is a form of meditation as well. So for me, I'm peeling back that layer of what type of meditation works for for me personally.
Sounds good. All right, Jessica, and we apologize for the extraneous sound that we had in here. I'm not exactly sure where that was coming from because we're up here, but we are doing the show outside in usually sunny San Diego, right next to the beach, as Jessica showed you on Facebook Live. Very, very close. And sometimes when you're doing a show outside or doing a live show, things like that happen. It's not like a traditional podcast where we can just cut and then re-record, because this is live radio and Facebook Live as well. And thank you for all of Jessica's friends for popping in on Facebook Live and saying hi. And if you'd like to call us on the radio, you can do that. We've got some more time here. We're about halfway through the show. I don't know if we'll go the whole hour, but it looks like we may actually get very close to that. So the phone number to call in on the radio end, if you're listening to us live anywhere in North America, the United States, or Canada, is 646-716-7979. And this is a very special live edition of Ignite Your Life and Balanced Boss with New Balanced Boss host Jessica Lowe. And as I said, it's very unusual for us to do a show with two people in the same room and the same studio. And it's very, very exciting. And one of the nice things about Jessica and I being neighbors is we'll be able to do things like this on occasion too, maybe even from the beach this summer or something. We'll do a joint show together and do things like that. And it makes it a little more fun and a little more exciting for everybody. And so very, very cool. Jessica, let's have some fun. I want to kind of dig into just who you are a little bit and ask you some fun questions. So, maybe some of your Facebook Live friends, know the answers to some of these questions, but our radio audience doesn't. That's listening from around the world. So why don't we start with the best book you've read in the last 6 months and why you would recommend it?
All right, that's a good one. I loved the book, The Talent Code.
Mm-hmm.
And what that book talks about is really biological, but then also actionable habit-forming things. And it goes into your neurological pathways and how your synapses form a strong myelin sheath. I know it's a little complex, but basically what it's saying is how our brain forms habits and the process in which we can take to form the right habit. Obviously, we all try to do healthy habits all the time, and then we fall a little bit short and we think, oh, well, we'll just give up. Well, in actuality, there is scientific evidence in certain ways you can build your brain to catch on to those habits faster, and that's why The Talent Code is really good. And I promise you guys, it's not over-the-top biology. It's a great blend of having a little bit of biology, but also really finding actionable things that you can take in order to start implementing healthy habits.
And of course, you have that biology and science background.
Yes.
So you can.
My nerd side coming out.
Very, very interesting. Now, you're also engaged to be married.
Yes.
And that's very, very exciting and coming up very soon.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have maybe even something you've, and what's his name, by the way?
His name is Brad Doffitt.
Brad? Yep. Okay. So maybe something that Brad doesn't even know. Do you have a secret celebrity crush?
Well, Brad knows all of those. That's the good thing. I'm pretty open. What you see is what you get.
Okay.
But I really, really like Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
I know they're all pretty stereotypical, but if it's a good-looking guy, it's a good-looking guy. What can you say?
Okay.
Yeah. The other one, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are the two.
Ryan Reynolds.
Married to Blake Lively.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that would be a good, she's quite attractive herself, and quite talented.
Yeah.
All right, celebrity crush. Favorite guilty indulgence, food-wise?
Oh, yeah. So this is something, when I talk about balance,
uh-huh.
I really balance
okay.
my dessert. I have an absolute sweet tooth, and so for me, I make sure that I eat really healthy during lunch and dinner, so that
mm-hmm.
I can have a little bit of ice cream every single night.
Every single night,
does
ice
not
cream.
Kill you, but just a spoonful or two just to get that flavor.
Yeah.
And my favorite brand is Talenti.
Ah.
It's a gelato technically, and there's a flavor called Caramel Cookie Crunch. It's the perfect blend
mm-hmm.
of caramel with a little crunch, smooth. And it's always in the freezer. Or it's not because I ate
yeah.
it all.
I introduced Karina to Cold Stone here on Pacific
oh.
Beach a little while ago, and of course they don't have that in South Africa. And before we'd been buying the less expensive ice cream, and she didn't know any different, but now she knows of Cold Stone and has kind of gotten spoiled on that. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's a terrific place as well, but it is highly expensive
yeah.
stuff. So,
have you tried Baked Bear?
Yeah, very nice.
That's a good
Very
one.
Nice
ice cream cookie sandwiches
yes,
for those of you who
sandwiches.
Don't know Baked Bear.
Yeah, Baked Bear. We were in there the other day.
It's a fantastic
yeah.
local San Diego business.
So you and Karina are going to get along just fine because you're both ice cream lovers in a big way. She generally eats pretty healthy, but ice cream's one of her guilty indulgences
yep.
as well. Do you watch a lot of TV? Do you have a favorite TV show?
Oh, yeah. I have so many favorite TV shows, but I try and limit TV, but it's sometimes not possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I am.
You're not
going to
tell me The Bachelor, right? Or The Bachelorette.
You know, I have a group of friends, and we have a fantasy bachelorette or bachelorette. So
okay.
just like fantasy football,
uh-huh.
We don't do it because we love the show. We
mm-hmm.
do it because it's just hilarious. So we get some great entertainment out of it. So we do watch that. But my favorite show is Shark Tank for sure. I think
oh, yeah.
Just,
I love Shark Tank.
It's
well.
Just such a great way to, I think it really has spurred innovation, not
uh-huh.
only in the U.S., but across
right.
across the world. Living that dream that, you know,
uh-huh.
you can get there and make it big. So that's definitely
yeah.
one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, Shark Tank is absolutely terrific show. And if you're an entrepreneur, a coach, a life coach, a business coach, you can always learn something from that show. It just doesn't have to be a physical product. Even if you're offering a service, there's always something on Shark Tank that you
yeah.
can learn. And I've met a couple of the sharks, for lack of a better word, on that show a few times, and they're all fascinating people.
Yeah.
They really are.
They
Mark,
all have
Mark
great
Cuban
books.
In particular. I love mm-hmm. him.
I know.
It's terrific.
I love it. And they
yeah.
all have, they've all kind of, you know, taken, and they were obviously very successful
uh-huh.
before Shark Tank, but it's kind of also taken their
right.
businesses in a whole new direction. And
mm-hmm.
they all have great books and everything. They have, you know, it's a great whole
mm-hmm.
following to go after.
Yeah. And Mark's kind of a politician in waiting, so to speak. So he
yeah.
and I got along pretty well, but really, really interesting man, but great
cool.
show. Great choice. Okay.
Yeah.
Shark Tank every Friday night here in the United States. I don't
I know
about you guys.
I always joke
in the rest of the world.
I always
us.
Joke. Most people want to, you know, go to the bars or something on
right.
a Friday night. And I just can't wait to get my dinner, glass of wine
and watch
Shark Tank.
And watch Shark Tank. That sounds like what I know of you, Jessica, you
yep.
know? Okay. So what other fun questions can we, have you seen a movie that you really enjoyed in the last 6 months that you would highly recommend?
So this is something that a lot of people on Facebook Live probably know about me, but it's
uh-huh.
a great answer to help the radio network learn a bit more about me. But I really love Disney animation. I know to some degree, I haven't grown out of that 5-year-old spirit.
Uh-huh.
And so those are some of the movies that I absolutely enjoy. My all-time favorite, of course, there's The Lion King, but I also really enjoy Finding Nemo. I think I've watched it probably 25 times.
Yeah.
So.
And anyone that knows me knows that I am a Disney fanatic, and I've studied Walt Disney himself, specifically, and written about him in my books and things of that. So I'm an absolute Disney fanatic from literally everything that that company does and that Walt did when he was building Disneyland. And I usually do when I do my own show, which I don't get to do very often, but I'm doing one today. So let's give everyone a quick little Disney tip here, coming directly from Walt. It doesn't have to be perfect. Everyone thinks that if you think of Disneyland, Disney World, Epcot, wherever you have been, think of Disney. That is what? The epitome of perfection. Today, you would look at it and you would say that's the standard that every theme park, every amusement park, every similar thing wants to achieve is Disney.
Yeah.
But what you don't know is that when it opened in 1956, that it was not perfect. And my former boss, Ronald Reagan, was hosting a national broadcast, a 2-hour national broadcast on Disneyland's opening day just up the road here in Anaheim. And it looked perfect on camera, and it looked perfect to the national television audience, but it was anything but perfect. It was an invitation-only celebrity media event on Sunday, but Walt had done such a great job of promoting it through the Wonderful World of Disney television show, which had been on for about a year, and he did not miss an opportunity to promote the opening of Disneyland on that show. Well, it resulted in thousands and thousands of counterfeit tickets. There were people climbing the walls on that day to get in. But they had experienced, and he had a 1-year construction schedule, which is just insane. Can you imagine? They completed Disneyland in 1 year from start to finish, or at least they thought it was complete. Because what happened was there were plumber strikes, and Walt had some exacting standards. Everything had to be built in scale. If you've ever been there, Frontierland, almost everything to scale the way it was historically. So he had some exacting standards, and he had some construction people tear things down and put them back up. That kind of delayed him a little bit on the year-long construction. The cement wasn't even dry, so his advisors came to him and said, you got to postpone.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I promised that it would open today. It can't be all that bad. Well, it was that bad. He later went on to term it Black Sunday.
Wow.
So, and they had all these celebrities. And at that time, you dressed up to go to Disneyland. You wouldn't find that today. But they had women in high heels, and their heels were getting broken in the cement. They quite literally had to turn off the drinking fountains just so the restrooms would operate because of all the plumbing problems.
Wow.
Half of Tomorrowland was not operating properly.
Huh.
But he opened anyway. And the media reviews that night were horrid. Yeah, they had, something like, if I remember the figure right, they had something like 10,000 people in line at the door the next day for the public opening.
Wow.
Still, because of all the publicity he had, he had done. So it wasn't perfect, but he knew it wasn't going to be perfect. I don't think he knew it was going to be as bad as it really was.
Yeah.
But he opened anyway because he made that commitment to open, and he says, any problems we have, we'll correct. And within 30 days, every problem they had on that opening day was corrected. And in September, just 3 months later, they called them guests there. They welcomed their 1 millionth guest just in 3 months. Yeah, all those problems were fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the tip. When you're starting a new program, if you're a coach, even if Jessica's bag came in and she said, oh, I wish I had it a pocket here or this or that, don't wait for perfection, but strive for perfection. And in the process, you'll become excellent. And that was Walt's philosophy throughout his entire career. It doesn't have to be perfect to start.
Yep.
But if you're striving for perfection, and you achieve excellence, then you're where you want to be, and problems can be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses evolve. Businesses do not live in a vacuum where, okay, I've got it, it's perfect, and I don't need to do anything else. Businesses are going to evolve. You're going to improve. You're going to grow. You're going to change problems because you are going to come up with problems.
Yeah.
And if Walt Disney comes up with problems, and it's the epitome of everything today in the theme park world, what everyone wants to achieve, if he could open after a year construction schedule and not have perfection, then you can certainly start your program. You can offer your product. You can get it out there, and you can do good. So
Yeah. That's
my Walt Disney tip for today. And I know that's what not what this show is about, but
no, I think it's a great segue. Actually, one of my old bosses, his quote that he would say all the time is, "Don't let the enemy of perfection get in the
absolutely
way of good enough."
Perfect. Absolutely.
And I think it works so well in any business, any endeavor that you're doing, and especially with an aligned kind of concept, is your health. I mean, you don't have to be perfect and eat this certain amount of calories and work out this many times a week and all this. You know, that's what people do. They start their health journeys and say, I'm going to do it starting Monday.
There you
and
go.
Then Friday comes around and they didn't do so well, so then they wait a week and start again on Monday. Well, don't let the enemy of perfection keep going each time, whether it's with your entrepreneurial journey, whether it's at your job that's maybe feeling a little sluggish, or your health journey. Keep going. Accept that, you know, there was a mistake, and you're going to keep going and finding that progress towards excellence rather than getting stuck on perfection.
Absolutely. Great discussion and a great lesson here on this special edition of Ignite Your Life and Balance Boss with our brand new host on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And I'm so excited for your new show, Jessica. And it's going to be coming up in January here. So why don't we go over here real quick what your vision is for the show in the coming weeks and what our listening and viewing audience here on Facebook Live can expect.
Yeah, well, I am extremely excited to be a part of the Coach on Fire Network and bring all of you a balanced boss life. So really, it says it all in the title. We can all be bosses. We can all execute at our highest level with balance. And so this show will really be bringing amazing thought leaders in the field, people who are health coaches, people who are fantastically successful business people who integrate health into their lives. It will have lots of just fantastic speakers and thought leaders to give tips and guidance and let you guys all know it is possible. Like you're giving up too much to focus a little bit on yourself.
Okay, very, very cool. And that will be starting. And stay tuned to the Coach on Fire websites, the Facebook page, and our website will be live here in a couple of weeks. And stay tuned to that. You'll learn more about Jessica, find out more about her bag and her message, and all of our hosts on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And in the time being, you can go to facebook.com/Coach on Fire Radio and find out more about Jessica and everyone else on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. We have a few minutes left, and we're still waiting for our first phone call. And if you would like to join us on the show, say hello and congratulate Jessica on her new show, please feel free to give us a call at 646-716-7979. And as I mentioned, this is a very special live edition in studio of Ignite Your Life and Balance Boss. Okay, Jessica, let's get back to the bag a little bit. And I've got a couple additional fun questions for you. Just before we get into the bag, as Jessica mentioned earlier in the show, for those of you just joining us, if you want to order this bag in time for Christmas delivery, you're going to have to do it right away because the drop-dead date is tomorrow. And that website, again, Jessica, is?
It is alignbags.com. And if you're on Facebook Live, it's Lauren kindly posted it in the comments, and we'll be posting a direct link later
and
as well.
Thank you to Lauren for that. Okay, let's show the bag one more time to our Facebook Live audience, and let's describe it, Jessica, for the radio audience.
All right. So showing it as Facebook Live and describing it for the audience, the bag is really made up of two compartments, and it's because none of us are so simple that we have only one thing in our lives that we're working towards. So the top section is really for that laptop lifestyle. It is a full leather bag with lots of pockets for your phone, your keys, and it allows you to have a good amount of organization for your professional life. And then the bottom section is a place where you can keep your personal life. So if you are traveling, you have that section. If you're a mom, you can have a section for your kids so that you don't have to have your stuff mixed in with them. And the great part about the top section and the bottom section is that you can detach the two. So people always say, well, wow, that's kind of a big bag. Well, the beauty of it is that you can detach and have two different bags. You can separate it and carry the top part if you don't need all the preparation that you have for the bottom part. A lot of times I will travel and I will put an extra pair of clothes in the bottom section. And then once I get to the hotel, I'll leave the bottom section in the hotel and have that top section as a great bag to take to any business meeting or go to a show or a nice dinner.
Nice. Very, very good. And you can get that at Align Bags. Alignbags.com, right?
Correct.
At alignbags.com. It is absolutely awesome. And let me tell you, the craftsmanship on this and just looking at it is just something that's absolutely incredible. And I really can't thank for the entrepreneur in your life or busy professional. I can't think of a better Christmas present there. But the caveat is that in order to get it for Christmas and have it wrapped and under the tree, you're going to need to order it by tomorrow. So we'll try to get this replay out quickly with that link. So you guys, if you can remember it, but go to that site and order this bag. I guarantee you, whomever you're gifting this bag to is going to be absolutely thrilled with it. 100% guaranteed. So highly recommended. Go get that bag. Give your loved one that's the entrepreneur in your family something special this Christmas. And I can't think of anything better than that. All right, Jessica, we have a few more minutes and one more time. Phone number for you to call in and say hello to Jessica or myself is 646-716-7979. This is a special edition of Ignite Your Life and Balance Boss with the lovely and vivacious Jessica Lowe. She's live in studio from Pacific Beach, California, and usually sunny San Diego, but it is not today. It's a little chilly out here, 60-plus degrees, but for us, that's really, really chilly. Nevertheless, let's get back into, and I want to maybe, do we still have Facebook Live people with us?
Yeah.
Say something, someone. And some of you guys are Jessica's friends there watching us on Facebook Live. So I want to ask you guys a question. It's going to be kind of fun and something I haven't done in the past. But what's one thing that you guys, as Jessica's friend, would like us as an audience that are just getting to know her on the radio end of things, and any Facebook Live listeners or viewers that we have that don't know Jessica, what's one thing you would like us to know about Jessica? And if you could answer us that on Facebook Live, we'll go from there. What's one thing, how would you describe Jessica in one sentence? Anyone going to take us up on that?
I know. It's a daunting question.
Yes.
So we'll see if anyone is.
See if anyone takes it off. If not, we'll just kind of move on. I don't know if anyone's.
Sometimes there's a delay.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay there. So if anyone is, wants to answer that question, just as kind of a fun thing, I just kind of threw it out there and see if we would get a response. Please feel free to do that. We'll monitor that. But let's try it a different way on the radio. Oh, here we come.
Tierra says hardworking.
Hardworking.
Denise says bundle of energy.
I would agree with all of that so far.
Juliet says she has the biggest heart. You guys are
yeah.
so sweet.
Oh, nice. How about that? Big heart, hardworking, and a bundle of energy. Well, how's that for a description from
accurate.
Your friend? That's pretty fun.
Okay,
very good. Thank you, guys. That's a
Thank
lot of fun.
Thank you, Lauren.
So, Jessica, let me ask you this then. What is one thing that most people don't know about you?
Well, this is probably only a few people know this, but I am actually an introvert, which people are like, no, you're not at all. But when I was a kid, we would go to church and I would make sure to sit between my parents. But at the end of the service, I would have to, I could hold their hands and not a stranger's hand. So for the longest time, it was, I hate strangers. So obviously I'm getting over that, but it's definitely something every time challenges my comfort zone. So that's probably something not too many people know about me.
Yeah, I would not predict you are an
yeah.
introvert sitting here
exactly.
next to me, being, charming and lovely and doing an awesome job on this show. So thank you for joining us on this. As I said, I'm very, very excited about your first show. We're going to have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
And that will be coming up in January. So stay tuned for details on that. You're not only going to get it on Jessica's sites, but on facebook.com/CoachOnFireRadio. And by the time Jessica's show airs, our brand new live streaming website will be up and running as well. So that's very, very cool. one more time. We've got about 10 minutes left here, and then I've got to jump on to do another show almost immediately after that. So 646-716-7979 if you would like to call in, and this will be your last chance to say hello and talk to Jessica and congratulate her on her new show. So, okay, that's one thing that people don't know about you. Did we get to the movie question? Did you answer that?
Yep.
Okay, we got to that. What else can we ask Jessica here? Let me think of something.
Thank you, Connie.
Really, really fun. What Connie said?
Connie says that you, coming out of your hardcore introvert, thanks for coming out of your hardcore introvert self. So sweet. Thanks, Connie.
There you go. Well, why don't we, I think we've hit all the fun questions I usually ask our host. So why don't we end with two additional tips that people can take with them today to live a more aligned and balanced life, and then we'll just go ahead and end.
All right, that sounds great. So we already got the fuel, activate, and replenish.
Correct.
And so the replenish part is one of the parts where I talked about the mental aspect of replenishing with a book or something. Another way to replenish is really to replenish your body from the outside in. So a lot of people think of align as part of what align is fueling yourself from the inside out. But just as importantly, we have skin is a layer in your body. It's an organism.
Right.
And so that's another thing that I'm really passionate about. And as part of my business, partnered with Rodan and Fields, which is a skincare line. And so that's replenishing your body from the outside in. Mm-hmm. So that's another really easy one. Whatever skincare regimen, you know, make sure it's helping. It feels good for your body, because feeling good on the outside is, you know, just as important as feeling good on the inside. The two combo together is what's going to give you that 1-2 punch into your, you know, taking yourself into that success level. So that's the one side. And the other part is, I think something I just want to reiterate, and we talked about it a little bit, but is a mental side of living aligned, is to go for it and not let perfection be the enemy of good enough. To take those mini wins that you have, you know, like, I've talked about this before, but we make over 200 decisions a day on food. Now, I can barely remember what I had for lunch yesterday, let alone all the other 200 decisions I made, like, oh, maybe I won't have that extra glass of milk, or maybe I won't have that cookie. You know, those things you don't recognize that you're making those decisions. So, give yourself a pat on the back when you do make that good choice, because you've already made 200 that you didn't recognize. So that's an easy tip, is to celebrate your little wins, and that's going to help you get past that perfection stoppage and just keep going.
Mm-hmm. You won't remember this, but Johnny Carson was a late night talk show host years and years ago when I was growing up in college, and he had a thing with a skit where he called himself Karnak the Magnificent, and he would make predictions. And I'm going to make a prediction right now, and I'm going to make a prediction that within the next year you're going to write a book on all this awesome stuff, because it would be a great book.
Thank you. I love that. I hope that prediction comes true.
Yes,
because
exactly.
That'd be a dream.
Not
sure.
Hope will. Not hope will, Jessica.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Absolutely awesome. This has been a terrific show. I've enjoyed having you studio here. As I said, we don't get to do this often enough in the Coach on Fire Radio Network, because it is a global network with hosts from around the world, so they're usually interviewing guests remotely and not in studio. So this was a lot of fun. It was an honor to interview you here, and I'm excited about your show, Balance Boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to get in where they can get the bag in time for Christmas. They have to order tomorrow. Get that website in one more time. And for those of you watching on Facebook Live and on the radio, we will get that link out to you sometime later today. And you'll be able to not only watch us live on Facebook Live, but listen to the radio broadcast as well. So, Jessica, thank you for being with us. It's been great. I'm looking forward to your show.
You
have a very, very Merry Christmas for you and your fiancé and your entire family.
Thank you. And you as well. And thanks so much for having me on today. I'm so excited to be a part of this network and keep sharing all the wonderful things that the Coach on Fire Network and Align has to share.
Awesome. And thank you again, Jessica. And I think that's about going to do it for us today. I will leave you with my favorite quote, usually, which is, think, believe, Dream Dare. And interestingly enough, that's attributed to Walt Disney. So thank you very much, everyone. It has been an awesome day. We are live from Pacific Beach, California, in studio with Balanced new host, new Coach on Fire host, Balanced Boss host, Jessica Lowe. This has been a very special edition of Ignite Your Life and Balanced Boss on the Coach on Fire Radio Network. And right now, you can find us at facebook.com/ Coach on Fire Radio. Go out, and I hope if your day has ended somewhere in the United States, because it's getting late back east, or anywhere around the world, that you have had a triumphant Thursday. And I am Michael Brooks for the lovely and vivacious Jessica Lowe. And this has been a special edition of Ignite Your Life and Balanced Boss. Be great, everybody. This is the wrong one. There we go. Yeah. And we're about to end here. I'd like to thank our Facebook Live audience. I know I'm speaking over the music here, but I'm not out on the radio with. So, one of the magic things that we can do with radio. So, but our additive flows, we're playing them. For those of you on the Facebook Live audience. And we are done. And that is a wrap. And we will end the radio end of it as well.
Thank you guys so much for joining, and we'll catch you in the comments later. Bye.